So the BJP's top leadership is arguing that that victory in the civic polls of Chandigarh is a political thumbs up for demonetization, notwithstanding the continued attacks on the notebandi by opposition members. Rahul Gandhi was targeting the flip-flops in the notifications and the rules today, saying the RBI is changing its rules as often as, quote, the Prime Minister changes his clothes. Let's go straight to our panel now. Siddharthnath Singh of the BJP is with us. We're also joined by Meera Sanyal, who's, of course, headed a bank but is now with the Aam Aadmi Party. Mohandas Pai is with us, as is Professor Ashutosh Varshney. Siddharthnath Singh, is it fair to draw a broad political picture from a series of civic elections? These remain urban areas, and you also have some of your own allies very worried. Sukhbir Badal, ironically, was one of them. But the strongest statement has come from Chandrababu Naidu, and I'm just going to read this out to you. He's, of course, heading the government-appointed committee of chief ministers to move towards a cashless economy. And today he is talking about how he is breaking his head daily after the notes ban. He's that troubled. So this commentary is not coming just from the opposition, it's coming from your own allies. Is it premature to claim political victory?
Well, let me put, there are two things. There are two. One is on the side of civic polls, and certainly any elections, whether one may like to term it as a referendum. If we had lost these elections, people, you know, our political adversaries would have said, oh, look at it. Yeah. The BJP lost because of the demonetization.
Yes.
So this argument will go on, but any elections, if you win, be it even the students' election, and under this charge atmosphere,
yes,
I'm sure it's a good sign for the party, which went ahead in demonetizing. So
okay,
therefore, it's an encouragement for the BJP, and it goes long way. And we are going to face the challenging elections, that is UP, Uttarakhand, Goa, and you know, all these places.
And Punjab, so and Punjab, of course.
For the workers.
And Punjab, of course.
And Punjab, and Punjab, Punjab.
Where
certainly
you've
Punjab. Yeah, certainly
where,
Punjab.
Where you
And now, yes. I missed out, but I didn't mean to miss out. But coming on what Chandrababu Naiduji said, I have reacted to it. And let me also add, Barkha, maybe you are not aware, I am in charge of Andhra Pradesh,
yes,
also
of course,
for the BJP
that's
affairs,
why I asked you that
like
question.
Like I am in Bengal.
Okay. That's why I put that question to you.
I'm not
very
too concerned.
Worried, Mr. Naidu.
I'm not too... No, I'm not a worried man, because I have interacted with them after this when it was highlighted. Certainly, it's a statement which is of a concern, because there has been inconvenience to the people, and that inconvenience he has referred, because he is taken it on himself in Andhra Pradesh to face this challenge, and he spends from day one an hour or two every evening talking to all the district collectors and everyone and banking officials to ensure that things are eased out. So
okay,
he is referring, and he is working towards it.
Okay.
And he is the head of the a committee. Whatever suggestions he gives, it will be a welcome suggestion, and definitely
Meera,
the government will act on it. But I don't see any concern in it.
Let me bring in Meera. Meera, of course, the Aam Aadmi Party did not contest the civic elections. So the full story of the Punjab election will unfold, I suppose, in the assembly elections. But would you concede that notwithstanding the flip-flops, notwithstanding the hardship to common people, politically, there has been no disadvantage to the BJP, that politically they appear to be managing the narrative around notebandi, because in a series of civic elections, which you could argue are now urban areas, there has been no downside. In fact, the BJP, as we saw today, has done very well.
So I think, Barkha, the first thing which becomes very clear is that the BJP is conceding that this move was done for political reasons. And I think one of the things I'd like to say is that this is a very, very significant move with very far-reaching consequences. What those consequences are, time will tell. But they were based on three assumptions.
Yeah.
The first, that a large part of the black money which exists in our country is in the cash form. The second, that a lot of this black money will come in with demonetization. And the third, which is implicit, but I think which is being acknowledged across the board, that this money which was then got, this black money, would then be used in future elections for the poor. For example, I was 2 weeks ago in Uttar Pradesh, and a lot of people said that, you know, every Jan Dhan holder account is going to get a smartphone and 15,000 rupees in their account. So this is the belief amongst a lot of people. Okay. Whether it's true or not is hard to say.
Okay.
What I'd like to say is that the panic that we are seeing and the flip-flop in terms of all the notifications,
yes,
almost on a daily basis, is a sign of panic in the government.
Okay.
The numbers are simply not stacking up the way they wanted. So for example, earlier, you know, the thought was that there's about 14.18 crores, now they're saying 15.44 crores of money which was demonetized.
Lakh crores.
The thought was 15 lakh crores.
Lakh crores, I just want to clarify.
Lakh crores. Correct. So let's say for round numbers, 15.5 lakh crores.
Yes.
The assumption was that either less than that amount would come into the banking system, and hence that was black money which had been drowned or burnt or whatever, or the, you know, the money would go into the Pradhan Mantri Garib Yojana scheme, Kalyan Yojana scheme.
Yes.
Now the way it's looking is that most of the money is coming back into the system.
Yeah.
And we don't know actually how much has gone into the Garib Kalyan Yojana scheme. Which means that the math of the government was wrong. They're not getting the amount of black money they thought. So the money is either being laundered, and they're certainly not going to be able to deploy it for political purposes.
I'll put that to Siddharth in a moment, but I want the other two to come in. Mohandas Pai, this flip-flop is bothering people. We saw it unfold on these 5,000 rupee plus deposits. Today, the finance minister has said, we're asking people to, if you haven't deposited your old notes, do it in one go. Repeat deposits at this stage of old notes would raise doubts. But opposition is pointing to earlier statements by the government, take your time, you have till 30th December. Would you concede that this 50 days, 59 notifications has created confusion?
Yes, I think it's true that the government has created confusion by lack of a proper communication policy, not thinking through the impact of everything they do so they don't have to repeat their mistake, by I think being very impulsive in deciding what has to be done, and the pain is accentuated. They don't have a proper communication program. When you want to take a decision at a time of crisis like this, you must sit down, look at the impact, see what happens, and put in mitigation measure. This is what we do. And then you must stand up and have a FAQ, talk to people, explain. Yesterday when this came out, there was so much of confusion in people's mind.
Yeah.
And of course, the media also put it off, and we had opposition coming and confusing people more.
Yes.
I think they need to handle it much better. Have a war office where everything is done. They can answer people's queries.
Yes.
Have a daily briefing for everybody, and especially the media, so the information goes out without other people capturing information.
Yes.
I think the process has not been handled very well. There could be tremendous improvement.
Okay. Ashutosh Vashne, the implementation has been commented on by Mohandas Pai. You anecdotally picked up on Twitter that there wasn't that much support, you said, for this 2,000 rupee note denomination. Where do we reconcile, and these could be two different things. There could be economists who think what has happened is either a good idea implemented badly or a bad idea implemented badly. But politically, the BJP is showing at the moment no downswing. At the moment, in India, you know, no one can hazard any great political conclusions based on local elections. But it is significant. We are not seeing any urban backlash, certainly, at the moment.
Yeah, one should note that 65 to 68% of India is still rural. And one cannot even generalize to all of Punjab from Chandigarh civic elections. Let alone all of India.
Yes.
So that's simply a point that a scholar would make, someone who uses statistics would make. So let's keep that in mind.
Okay.
Let politicians use the narrative any which way they want, but you can't generalize. But there are the two bigger points here. And the two bigger points, they are not about economics per se. They are about how a modern polity functions.
Okay.
The first is that public promises of a government, of a modern government, have a certain sanctity. You cannot promise on the 8th of November that you can deposit your 500 rupee and 1,000 rupee notes up to a large amount, or all of it, until December 31st, and then keep changing the nature of public promises. There is something semi-contractual. Some sanctity is attached to public promises of the government. And 54 and 55 or 50 or 45 proclamations, they suggest that this polity is functioning capriciously. and okay. not on the basis of the sanctity of public promises. That's point number one.
Okay.
Point number two, a central bank in a modern polity is an autonomous institution. It's not a political arm of the executive.
Okay.
And a central bank changing its proclamations every single day or every second day, every third day or even every week, is a sign of the eroding legitimacy of Reserve Bank of India. It is becoming a laughing stock outside India. This is not how central banks function.
Those are very strong
points,
words.
Those are the two arguments I have.
Very strong
what's
words.
Being done.
No, I'm not
making any economic arguments. That's a separate issue altogether.
I want Mohandas Pai to come in briefly, and I'll take it back to Siddharth. Mohandas Pai, you heard what Ashu said.
India's central bank is becoming a laughing stock.
Laughing stock. India's central bank is becoming a laughing stock outside India. Mohan.
The RBI is not becoming a laughing stock except for the leftists of the world, including the Economist.
Yeah,
I think it's very important that we are very careful about it.
I don't know.
Please let us remember, the Reserve Bank of India gets its authority to issue a bank note under the sovereign authority of the Government of India. The Government of India is sovereign, but the Reserve Bank issues bank notes. If the sovereign wants the bank notes to be withdrawn, it goes through a process and it has done so. You can't blame the Reserve Bank. And nobody in the world till today has had 86% of the currency being withdrawn like this. So they are going through a series of issues which for which there are no precedents. Let us not judge them so badly and say they're a laughing stock, they're this. I would like some other central bank to handle such a large transaction, do it and then tell us how to do it.
I'll allow
all these
Ashutosh
are armchair people who have not done anything
Siddharth.
Useful. Come and abuse us like this. I don't agree with this.
Okay,
I've spoken to many
briefly.
People around the world and they don't think the same.
I have to go to Siddharth Ashutosh.
This is
briefly.
Not a left-right issue, Mohan. This is not a left-right issue, Mohan.
Come on, Ashu. I know where all the differences are coming from.
This is a question of
I know the differences. Look at the economists. What kind of blunders they have done. Look at the economists who are talking. The economists imagine. We see it very clearly.
Mohandas Pai, let him respond to what you said. Ashutosh, go ahead.
Yeah, Mohan, this is not a left-right question. A modern polity is premised upon the independence of central banks, of a bank like RBI. It is not an arm of the political executive. It cannot be. It's not.
I know that.
Then we are not a modern polity.
On that.
Then we are returning to some kind of medieval notion of how
this
a bank
is not
functions.
A medieval notion, my friend.
Okay, let me get the BJP.
Let's not exaggerate this, okay? Let's not exaggerate.
Look at the law
and see how it operates.
Let me get the politicians and we can come back to you later. Siddharth Nath Singh, please respond.
Well, let me put this. I take serious objection when somebody comes on any channel in India and say India is becoming a laughing stock. I certainly disagree with that because India is certainly not becoming
not
a laughing
India.
Stock.
Not India, he said the
in
RBI.
Fact, on the contrary,
he said the RBI's reputation has taken a hit outside the country, not India.
Well, I don't think so. Okay, fair enough. I had a hearing problem because of, you know,
yes.
The echoing that was happening and it continues happening now also.
I'm
Barkha.
Sorry about that.
So if I'm not interrupted, I'll be in a better, position to answer. Now, as far as RBI is concerned, I think RBI has handled to a degree which I would say without any precedents, a phenomenal cash, you can say demonetization, remonetization. Now, an emerging economy and to be a developed economy, that's where India is all about, that 86% of cash is being, the transactions of the economy is in the cash. We don't hear this kind of activity which is happening.
Okay.
So therefore, I think it's a very important step the government has taken, supported by the RBI. RBI is monitoring on a daily basis.
What about the changing notifications?
Let me come on that. I was just going to come on that. When we talk of the changes that are brought in by the government or by the RBI during the course of implementation, I am not too worried because the government and the RBI are responding to the shortcomings or the short changes that the people are making also. For example, inedible ink. We never thought about it. The government couldn't think that the people those who want to launder into bank, they will have people standing in queues and they will get 300 or 400 rupees to make a change, go with the old notes and change them.
Let me get Meera to respond to that.
The government had to step in for the cooperative cooperative banks
fair point, from 10th to 14th of November, we saw 9,000 crores coming into it. So you're saying you were adapting to changing circumstances. Meera, you've made the point that the math has gone wrong, that either the money has been laundered into the accounts or it was overestimated in terms of the how much existed. But how can you say that? Because there's also
I would like to respond to her.
Okay, but let Meera come in. Let Meera come in. She's been listening. Meera, go ahead.
So, you know, Barkha, I think let's look at the facts. Let's keep the political rhetoric aside. The first point is that there is a terrible shortage of cash. You removed 86% of the currency in circulation and you haven't reintroduced it, and we are already 40 days past the remonetization. The shock to the economy is incredible. We are talking, we are celebrating about one municipal poll in the city of Chandigarh. Businesses across the country, farmers across the country, are suffering a reduction in business. People have lost their jobs. People have lost their lives. We need to inject liquidity into the system, and there is no direction from the RBI as to when we are going to be able to go to the bank and withdraw all our cash without any restriction.
Okay.
This is something that the RBI owes to the people of this country. That's the first point.
Okay.
The second point is that there is a growing trust deficit between people and their banks, because now no one trusts their bankers. It's becoming a daily circus with the bank and also with the political parties. I find it completely shocking, the statement which Mr. Adhya made, saying that political parties will not be subjected to any scrutiny for the cash which they deposit.
But then they said that that was not
clarified.
True.
It's all exaggerated.
The finance minister said that was not true.
But you please tell me. No, Barkha, what does it mean it is not true? Are the political parties going to... Look, hold on a minute. Are the political parties going to provide an account, firstly, of how much cash has been deposited since November 8th?
Yeah.
And secondly, what the names of those donors are.
I think that's a fair question. I think that point is a fair question.
If I as a citizen am asked to give those details, the political parties should do the same.
I have to take last comment. Mohandas Pai, if the sabzi wala and the samosa wala and the phool wala has to go cashless, then political parties have to go cashless as well. Otherwise, it's politicians versus the people. And I'm not talking about any one party. I'm talking about the whole lot of them. Mohandas Pai.
I totally agree with you. If any political party has taken money after November 8th and deposits in the bank, the government should come out with full details and prosecute them under the law as is done for every individual.
Yes.
There cannot be special treatment for political parties, irrespective of whether you are in power or not. And on that, we should insist the government do that. Let's not compromise. Barkha, I just want to say that India is a very corrupt country in business and many ways. We must review this shock treatment. Hopefully will make things better for us. There is deep pain across India, more pain than anybody thought will happen. The pain has been beyond expectations.
Yes.
So I think we have to live through it for the next 1 or 2 weeks, push it, work with the government and make sure the pain goes away and then make sure the benefits come to us. We have to change behavior.
Okay. Ashutosh Vashne, last comment and then Siddharth can wrap it up. Ashu.
Well, I think banks, modern banks, function on the basis of trust. We know that. And if we can't trust the banker, we don't know how our money is going to be used. We don't know what it's worth. We don't know whether we can withdraw. We don't know whether we can deposit beyond a point. Then we are violating the basic rules of modern banking. And the fact, ends don't justify the means. Maybe one may agree that the ends of demonetization are laudable and worthy. One may agree with that.
Okay.
But are these the means to achieve those ends?
Yeah.
You can't change public pronouncements so often and completely eroding the trust between banks and citizens.
Siddharth, I will give you the last word, and I think there's a pertinent question from Meera Sanyal there. Will all political parties step forward, including the BJP or maybe led by the BJP, since you say it's a surgical strike on corruption, and disclose every bit of donation and cash you've got since the 8th of November? Siddharth, quickly, I have to close.
I'll answer Neera Sanyal's question a little later. But let me also say, when so much has been spoken about the modern banking system, then we must talk about the modern economy also. In which modern economy we see a parallel economy running like this. So you have to turn around and say, if you have to eradicate this parallel economy to make it into a modern economy, you need to take certain steps where the banking system cannot be modern. You have
only
6%
of black money is in cash. Only 6% of black money in India is in cash.
Well, Well, that's that amounts to a huge.
Okay, so will I have to close, sir? Sum. But will political parties disclose?
No, no. Let me also answer.
Will political parties disclose their donations? Well, I really have to close.
Well,
please.
That is something which we don't need to hear from Aam Aadmi Party spokesperson. The Prime Minister is already on record on number of occasions, and he has been saying of these electoral reforms, as of yesterday also said.
Okay.
I think Aam Aadmi Party will do very well, and they disclose that 50 lakhs, four cheques of 2 crores which they receive before the Delhi election through a round-tripping company which
I'll
doesn't
have
exist.
To allow Meera,
I think they will do a justice if they make that into...
I'll allow Meera one sentence, and I do really have to end then. Meera, it's only fair. Go ahead.
Sure.
Meera, one sentence.
Yeah, so you know, I think the Aam Aadmi Party would be very happy to disclose our 2 crores if the BJP disclosed the 458 crores that you received last year, which was entirely anonymous, entirely in cash.
Baraka,
please
tell
do
them
so,
not
sir.
To preach
please
if you
so.
Cannot practice.
Please do so.
Don't preach with me, you cannot practice.
I will have
your
to
lectures
sir.
From Aam Aadmi Party will not do good
all
to this country.
All I can say is that this black
do
money
Do yourself
debate,
and then raise it to us.
I wish all of you would agree on one thing. Go cashless and then ask people. Politics
shameless.
Must go cashless before they ask before
well,
politicians.
Well, we are not confused. The shameless
say,
character is Arvind Kejriwal.
Okay,
Please be spoken about anybody else.
You can
now.
Leave this fight for the impending assembly election in Punjab, leaving it there. Ashutosh Vachne, Mohandas Pai, Siddharth Nath Singh, Meera Sanyal. I will say this. If you want our people to go cashless, our politics must go cashless as well. Thank you to our panel for joining us on the Buck Stops here tonight.